This is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 8. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
To all of my people out there in podcast land, thank you for tuning in to another podcast. And yo, listen, I have a good one for you this episode. And the reason I say it was good, because it was good to me. Like the content, the message, it just hit me at the beginning. It's not camp week here, but it's pre-camp. So that means some of the students that want to, they either can't make it for camp or they just want to get in some extra time and training. They're here this week. And I gave a speech to them yesterday, so I want to share it with you real quick. So the title of this podcast is called What Happens When You Fail, or What to Do When You Fail. Because the truth is, we all will set goals, and we talk about on this podcast all the time. We talk about setting goals. We talk about being motivated to achieve the impossible, and we talk about, you know, doing great things. But the truth of the matter is, we will fail. There's going to be times where we set these goals, and it's just a fact. It's life. It's real. It's going to happen. You cannot avoid it. We're going to set goals. We're going to be focused on them. We're going to get pumped. We're going to do all that. We're going to be motivated. We're going to be inspired. We're going to be encouraged. And then boom, we're going to hit a wall and we're going to fail. We're going to get knocked down. But I shared this with my students yesterday, and I'm going to share it with you, because the bottom line is, what happens after that? Because that is what's going to measure your success in the long run. What happens after you get knocked down? What happens after you run into that wall? And so so let's just dig into it. So what I did, we were having, my wife was speaking to the students, talking to them about why they are here at camp, because, you know, a lot of them, it wasn't a lot of them there. It was a select few. It was a couple of them, right? And they're lined up against the wall, and they're stretching. They have ankle weights on, so they're going all in. So she's letting them know, this is where you pay the price. It's not necessarily when you get on stage, when you perform, but it's what you do behind the scenes. That's where you set your goals. That's where you see the no pain, no gain. This is where it happens. But she was like, I want to tell you something. Don't get on stage in October, because we have a performance coming up. Don't get on that stage and have regrets that you didn't do this. This right here, you didn't put in that hard work when you had the chance. So while she was talking, at first she was like, you know, honey, do you have anything to say? And at the moment, I was just really just thinking about the fact that, you know, they did show up, that it wasn't everybody, right? It was a few, but I was like, what can I say that will motivate them, that will inspire them, that will encourage the ones that are here for this pre-camp? So I started thinking, like, instead of just giving information about them, I thought about myself. So I had to think about back in the day when there were a few things that I was going for, like especially like right after high school, there were a few goals that I was going for, and I was showing up, I was doing the extra things, and then what happened when I failed, when I got discouraged? And so I was like, maybe I can find just a little nugget in those stories that might help them out. And so three things came to mind. So when it happened, I was like, let me share this with you, because this is going to be the next podcast. I don't want to forget it. So I just want to share. And these are personal stories. I was like, these are real stories. My students have never heard these stories, because I didn't have a reason to tell them. But when I thought about it, I was like, it all ties in, because the same failures that I faced in going after my goals, the same failures that I continue to face when I go after my goals, will be the same ones that you will. And also listening to this podcast, like, we're not We're all human beings. We're all like one. We're all joined together. If you're listening to this podcast, you listen to it because there's something about the message that you hear that encourages you. There's something in my life that may encourage you. There's something in your life that's going to encourage somebody else. So that's why we can never, ever be afraid to share our stories, because in those stories, something special happens, because somebody else might take one thing you say and be like, you know what? I feel that. I like that. You know, that's going to help me get to where I'm going. So I told him about this story, and I gave him three things. So write this down. If you got your Evernote, take this down. I want you to meditate on this, put this in your brain, and chew on it for a minute. So I thought about one particular. The first one is this. I told them a story about the time where my biggest dream was to move out to LA and become a huge R&B singer / dancer. I had a group of guys that I was with. Shout out to my co-premier partners. We all did this together. So we, you know, born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. We had different journeys. Like, there were dance groups and there were singing groups. But right when we got ready to graduate high school, right before that, we formed a group, right? So, you know, there's a couple guys. They were like, we're going to show you guys how to sing. You teach us how to dance. So we, you know, formed this super group. So even that alone, like, there's like so many stories within that by itself that I can share, but another podcast. But for this one, so LA was the goal. We're going to LA. We want to be big time recording artists. We want to dance, we want to sing. And so behind the scenes, we knew that in order to get to that level, we had to be like at our best. So what do? We trained every day. We ran. We worked out. We sang. We danced together. We rehearsed for nothing. We didn't have nothing. It wasn't a show coming up. There was no performance. There was nothing. But we knew that if we could keep going towards what our goal was, which is what? Move out to LA, be recording artists, sing, dance, right? Even though there was no evidence that that was going to happen, we believed that we were going to get that, right? So we're going. And then we made it to this point where we actually moved. And I'm fast forwarding this story because it's a long one. Like I said, I'll chop it up and get, because that's a principle right there by itself. But I'm going to fast forward the story. So we go out to LA. We go out there, and then something happened, right? So we were looking at our goal. We were there, but then something happened because we had never, I know for me, like I had never traveled before out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So we're in LA, and we were just happy to be there. We was pumped, looking around. Look at the palm trees. Look at the beach. Look at the Universal Studios. I mean, just everything. And so we all kind of got focused on the fact that we were there instead of the process of what got us there, right? So the process was the grind, the daily grind, right? And so, but we knew we were there. I mean, and some people like to say, I think the word at the time was we were starstruck, right? So we was in star mode, right? It's like, Hollywood, baby, we here. So we go do this showcase for these record labels, and didn't have the same type of preparation that we normally did. Didn't go through the process of the grind. We had our mindset on our goal, but we didn't follow the process, which is a whole nother message, right? Following the process, being in love with the process. Listen to Gary Vee's podcast. He talked about being in love with the process, not just the end result. So we weren't thinking about the process. We were there. We had arrived. We made it. So we do this showcase, and all I have to say is this. We failed miserably. Not only did we sound the worst, because we were dancing. We hadn't worked out. So you're doing all that dance. You're trying to sing. We sounded like throat was dry. We couldn't breathe. Chest tight. Trying to sing our heart. People's looking at us like, get them off the stage. What is they doing up there? Right? But that was that moment. That moment, we hit that wall. Right? It was failure. So here it is. And I was telling my students, because I wanted them to remember the story. And then I wanted them to tie it into how it relates to them. So what do? We whined for a little bit. We was like, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to go home. I don't want this, right? But then it was like, wait a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. Why are we here? Why did we come? What is our goal? And so what we did, we decided, let's dust ourselves off, get up. And it's not going to be a miracle, right? We're not just going to jump into this miraculous yo, new us, we got to go back to the process of what got us there. So what we started doing, we went back in beast mode. We started training. We started running. You see the big sign, like the Hollywood sign? I mean, we're running up that hill, practicing our vocals. And so we did that. We always like to call that the rocky moment of our career, because what happened? It gave us the faith and the substance to be able to get to that next level. And eventually, you know what? We did. We went back the next time. We did the showcase. Rocked the house. Vocals was on point. Dances was on point. Everything was ready to go. But you know what? We prepared for it. It was the process. So I told him, I was like, what do you do when you, I was like, because a lot of you are setting goals. You want to be flexible. You want to be a better dancer. You want to be better at hip hop. You want to be able to isolate pop wave. You know, we just got back from Florida, went to Orlando. You're just looking at all these amazing dancers. And then you hit that point where something in your brain goes, I don't know if I can do that, right? Or you get up on that stage, you have a terrible performance. I was like, what do you do when you fail? Number one point, write this down in your Evernote. Prepare and go back to the process that got you there. Prepare yourself by going back to the process that got you there. Do it again. Prepare yourself, right? Because preparation is everything. That's what they're doing now. We don't have a performance. There's no competition coming up. But what are they doing? They're preparing. So when you're at home, when you're stretching, when you're working out, you're preparing yourself. There's nothing, there's no evidence, nothing happening right now, but you are preparing for the next thing. And then what happens is, whatever you do behind closed doors, it's going to show up for you when you hit that stage, right? So it's for all of us right now. Listen to this podcast. It was for me. Even as I was saying it, I was like, yes, preparation is everything. Falling in love with the process. Even doing this podcast, like I said, I want to keep doing these podcasts because it's doing something for me, being able to deliver the message, but I'm also getting great emails and download. Like when I look at the downloads, there's people, shout out to everybody downloading the podcast, but I'm like, I want to do more of that. But you know what happens? The course of my day, so many things come up. Like, I can't podcast today. Oh, I can't do that today. No, no, no. The process is, and I told myself, every time I get inspired or I say something to my students in the classroom, I just want to share it with you guys. And so that's what this is, right? But when I think about it, when I want to listen back to it, I'm like, that's just the truth that we can stand on. Prepare yourself by going back to the process of what got you there. So whatever, you want to be flexible, start stretching every day. Just 30 minutes. But you know, whatever it is, whatever you want to go into, there's a little bit of time each day. If you dedicate yourself to that, you're going to see big results in the end. So that's number one. Number two, the second thing that I shared with them, I thought about another failure moment. This one was a little crazy, though, because this one was, you know, and so I went through that process, got a record deal. I actually had another whole season where I got another record deal. So like fast forward past that time. You know, I'm with another group, got another record deal, but this time I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it again. And I really didn't know if I could do it, didn't know if I was good enough, didn't feel like I had what I needed to make it again, right? Did it once, didn't know if I can do it again. And so this particular time, I had a recording contract on my table in the living room. It was on there and I was afraid to sign it, right? And so what did I do? Because of that fear, I went out and did everything else. I got part-time jobs that I didn't like. I did things that I didn't want to be doing. What I wanted to do is being able to entertain. I wanted to sing. I wanted to share my gifts with the world. But here it is right here. The fear kept me from signing that contract the second time. The fear. So I told my kids, I was like, don't look at some of the best dancers in the world that you see, whether it was when we was in Orlando at the Dance Awards or could just be on Instagram. Right? You can look at that and it can either inspire you, it can motivate you, or it can send you straight to the dumps where you like, they are so amazing and I suck, right? So for me, I was like, I don't have it, right? So I did everything else. But when I was doing everything else, it wasn't my purpose. It wasn't my calling. It wasn't what I was supposed to be doing, right? And so I went to church, talked to my pastor about it, had a long talk. And the wisdom that I got was just plain and simple. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to get to the next level. I was like, do you have a recording contract in your house? Yeah, sign it. I'm like, what? Yeah, sign it. It's right there in front of your face. And This is what I told the kids yesterday. I said, the thing that you're afraid of, right? All you got to do, it's right in front of you. The answer to it is right in front. It's in you. You're afraid that I'm not going to be flexible, that all the other dancers are more flexible than I am? Then get down on the floor and stretch. Right there. It's right in front of you. The answer is right there. Stretch. That's the only answer. You're not going to wish flexibility on your legs. You're not going to hope that it gets there. You're going to get your bottom on the floor and stretch. But when you do that, then the results will come. So that's the second thing. Number two, when you fail, when you get knocked down, don't let fear stop you from getting back up, because that's what it did for me. Fear stopped me from going to the next level, right? So don't let it stop you, because fear, false evidence appearing real. That's what it stands for. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Just appears to be real. It's not real, right? It's not, whatever you're fearing is not real, because what you have in you is greater than the fear that you have outside of you. All right, so that's it. So that's number two. Number three, last one. I'm gonna leave you alone, but I just got so pumped. I was talking to the kids yesterday. Last one, here it is. Realize that you're not in it alone, right? It's not just you. You're not the only one that when you fail, when you got knocked down, there's somebody, I don't care who it is, there's somebody that's wanting you to get back up. And if you recognize it and realize, you'll see it. But a lot of times we'll see it and people will tell us, like, man, you could do this, you need to be doing this and that. And we don't listen to them, right? But if you recognize and listen to those around you, because there are people around you who care about you, right? And they want to see you be the best you that you can be. And so the last story I told him about was when I came to Nashville, I moved to Nashville, I wanted to teach dance. Went to all these studios. Nobody was hiring a dance teacher. So I was like, yeah, well, I guess it ain't meant to be. So, hey, I was like, gotta work, gotta eat. So I started driving a truck. I'm driving a truck, I'm doing my thing, and then I stumbled upon this dance studio. I go in there, right, you know, overcoming my fear of rejection, go in there, get shot down. Nope, we don't have hip-hop teacher. Go back out. Then somebody comes out and says, wait a minute, right? Has me come back in. And that person, I don't know to this day what made them come back out, but that act put me into the next dimension of what I'm supposed to do, right? That, but I had to recognize it. See, I told the kids too, I was like, I could have been salty. When they came out like, yo, come back in, let's try to get out. I should have been like, nah, it's good. You know, you turned me down the first time, I'm cool. You know what I mean? I ain't got no time for you. No, it didn't do that. I recognized this might be something special. And it was, right? And another thing happened too, I didn't tell the kids about this, but I'm sharing with you on the podcast. Another thing happened too, I was touring with, well, before I toured with Nicole C. Mullen. It actually came out of nowhere because Nicole had a choreographer, and I'm in the mall just shopping. They pop at it, you know, from the one, remember the record contract that I signed before? One of the concerts that I had did in that contract, somebody saw me where we came down, did a concert. They saw me. They recognized, what are you doing in Nashville? I was like, yo, I'm here trying to dance. Dance? You dance? Thought you was just a recording artist. Yes, I dance. I teach. I do it all, right? That connection. He said, my wife is choreographer for Nicole C. Mullen. What? I said, show up, come through. You know, I met wife, shout out to Robin Sanders. Robin was like, show up, come through, I wanna check you out. You know what? I did not do it. Did not do it. I was like, eh, I gotta work, I ain't got no time to be traveling and touring. Did not do it. So what happened? This is one of the craziest stories ever. I go to another store probably a month later, right? So forgot all about the tour and everything. Who did I run into? Robin again. Yo, I thought you was gonna come through. I'm like, yo. And then I was like, stop, wait a minute. Recognize that somebody else cares about you going to the next level. So don't just look at it like this is a opportunity I'm turning down. This is a life change. This can change your life. So I was like, you know what? I'm looking at this as a sign, and I'm going to come. So I go. I go to rehearsal. We rehearse, start dancing. We all click. Next thing I know, I'm in Jamaica on the stage performing, dancing, doing what I love to do right next to Nicole, looking at her on the Jumbotron like, this is crazy. But you know what? Somebody else believed in me, and I had to recognize that. So what do you do when you fall down? Realize. Check that. This is the main thing. Realize that other people around you care about you getting to that next level. listen to them, and do it. That's what I told the students yesterday. I was like, me and my wife, we're right here. We care about you, right? We're spending this time giving you these speeches, pumping you up, investing in you, pouring into you because we care about you. But you got to realize that you can't look at it just like, oh, I'm tired of hearing these speeches, right? And even listen to this podcast. Who is it? Who is it that cares about you? This way, is it your mom, is your dad, is your friend? For some of you, it might be this podcast. I'm telling you, I care about you. I'm not just doing this podcast for me. I'm doing this because I realize that maybe one little bitty thing that I say in this podcast might get you pumped. You might be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go back to the process. I'm going to prepare. Not going to let fear stop me. And I'm going to listen to this podcast and take action. I'm getting up. We all fall down. But who's going to get up? It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I had to get this off my chest because I shared this with my kids and it inspired me. Hopefully it did the same for you. Thank you so much again. Thank you for all the downloads. Share this, like, comment, subscribe, share it with your friends. You can check out this podcast on podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And on that note, everybody have a blessed day.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up. Go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.